Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Joe Rose Show on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and online at WQAM.com.
Well, walk off there. Not a bad way to start the morning, Zach, as we say good morning to everybody. And last night, Marlins looked like they're in a little trouble, except for Chicks dig the long ball, and there were plenty of those. Giancarlo Stanton had a couple more last night. Justin Bour also hit another home run. Stanton sitting there, by the way, quietly leading the National League now at 28 home runs.
Quietly.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of a quiet one, right? Because the record's not very good, and still not very good at 42-49. It's really a perfect time to play the worst record in baseball in the Phillies. But, yeah, he's having, you know, I don't know if you agree, because I know he's got a big fat contract and he's still got about $300 million. It's a backloaded monster. But I look at it, I think you get rid of him in a heartbeat if you wanted to. I hope they keep him, by the way.
Oh, I mean, come on. Who doesn't want a bat like that? Like, he's got.
I don't care about the money, first of all. That's not my worries as a fan.
No, and most teams are not that are in the race right now are not going to worry about that much money if it's going to be a guy that's going to come in and help them get over the top. And not only over the top, but. You got your three or four hitter on any team in the NL right now, or the AL. You could basically put him in any lineup, and he's basically the best hitter on your team or very close to it.
Well, he's a two-hitter right now in the lineup, which is kind of a weird one, but he's having success with it. He's hitting .275. He's got 28 home runs now. And, yeah, he's probably, you know, if he can stay healthy, which he hasn't been able to, but so far so good. Zach, we might be talking about, I don't know, 45, 46 home runs.
Sure.
40-something for sure. As he's just, and when he hits them, they're no doubters, no question about that. So
well, think about this: he played 119 games last year. He had 27 home runs.
Right,
he's 86 right now. He's got 26.
Right,
like he's having a good season, but he's playing on the Marlins. So it's like, it's a home run hitter in Miami, but who cares? Because they're not going to be relevant come postseason, so it doesn't even matter.
That's the whole thing, and all the trade stuff, and this now we got more. And I'm not surprised. And believe it or not, Jeffrey Lurie, what he's doing, I'm sure a lot of people would do. And apparently won't give an exclusive negotiating period to the Moss family, who's a little frustrated right now. And threatening to pull out, and Jeffrey Lurie is obviously trying to keep all three groups believing they have a chance. It's up your offer, and it can be yours. This money-losing proposition can be your ego. I mean, you can be involved and sit in the great seats and have your wife 40 years younger sitting next to you.
That all sounds good, except for the money loss part of it. But who is this going to backfire? Is this going
to – Listen,
Lurie is a good businessman. We talk about it all the time. You can say what you want about him, but he is a good businessman.
You're right.
You don't get to be close to a billionaire without, you know – and soon he will be a billionaire once he sells his team – without being a good businessman. But
– Oh, his story? His story from what he did with Montreal with like $10 million or $15 million.
It's like, you know, those house flipping guys. That's what he's doing with teams. He's flipping teams.
Somehow got it – I guess people would call it shrewd, cruel business, but whatever he did – I mean, he's sitting here as sole owner of a baseball team that's worth over $1 billion.
And so, what did he start with, Montreal? Nothing.
I give him credit for that. I do. I do give him a little bit of credit for that, even though I still think.
But his arrogance right now might have this backfire.
Well, I think, you know what, I think he's got David Sampson sending calls out to everybody saying, hey, you got a shot, you got a shot, just can you come up another 150 million or
sounds
another
like
80
nothing,
million,
right?
And it can be yours, and apparently everybody's going, hey, dude, it's not worth that 1.3 or 1.2 million, a billion you want, it's just not worth it. So anyway, it will be interesting to watch how this thing plays out and when it gets done. It has been a huge distraction, no matter what anybody says. And if Jeffrey Loria thought he's going to have a real good team, and some people think as soon as Jose Fernandez passed away, he kind of like, yeah, that was our chance. I mean, he understands baseball and how good it is and how important it is to have one of the top four or five pitchers in baseball being able to throw every fifth game. And not having them, maybe, you know, just say, well, let's load up. They got a really good offense. Listen, Gordon, Stanton, Yelich, Ozuna, Bohr, that's not a bad way to go to start with. You got a catcher that hits 300 in Real Muto. So, I mean, you've got.
But you also got to pitch.
No, you got to pitch.
That's a problem. That's the big problem for the Marlins right now. They can't pitch. They have no starting pitching. The middle relief doesn't play well at nights. Ramos sometimes has good, you know, it's.
Ramos can be very good some nights.
That's what I'm saying.
Nights,
he's 50-50. That's the problem. That's the problem. So when you don't have good starting pitching, you can have all the hitting you want, and there's some nights with all that hitting, they still don't get a lot of runs in there. So when the pitching is that bad, you're going to have issues. And right now, think about it. If they did have an ace, what are they, 42-49 right now? Add a couple more wins, maybe a couple less losses.
Should be over 500. I may have Jose Fernandez on here.
At least close to it, if not at it.
Couple games over, maybe.
Yeah.
And sitting there going, all right, we're not so far out of it. Anyway, that's the baseball story going on. Got a lot of stuff. You know, in the NFL, when they break in June from that last mini camp, I've been up close to hear it with a couple different coaches where I could just hear as they call them up in the middle of the field and we're standing over there about 30 or 40 yards away, and you can hear the coach going, hey, you know, stay in shape. And then he goes, make good decisions. You got 5 or 6 weeks off before we come back, and it counts as a big year. Don't do anything to, you know, mess up your opportunity. Be smart. Remember, everybody's got a little different speech, but bottom line is stay out of trouble.
Yeah, summer break for those guys, yep.
And it's always funny to see who gets on the turd watch over the last.
I miss the turd
four
watch.
Four or five. Yeah, I do too. We got to get Florio to go back to the turd watch.
Not corporate Florio. That's not happening.
No. Apparently NBC said no more turd watch. No more of that stuff. So, but that's a speech they all do. They all got a different way of doing it. You know, stay out of trouble. Be smart. Enjoy your off time. Stay in shape. You go through the whole thing. Apparently, Ezekiel Elliott. And the Cowboys. Is there a team? It used to be Cincinnati that always had a bunch of guys getting in trouble, and they defended them, and they came back after their suspension. It looks like the Cowboys have kind of taken that position. Now, I don't know if Ezekiel Elliott is guilty, the running back, allegations of knocking out a dude. And if you've seen TMZ, the video's now out where guy's lying down on the bar on the floor with a broken nose going, oh, I broke my nose and I can't get up. You seen that commercial, right?
Yes.
He didn't do that.
I've fallen.
But my man apparently had a little bit to drink too. That might have been a few too many drinks. But every coach in the history of professional sports has always said this, at least in football. I can't speak for other sports. I know baseball's a late night sport. Hockey can be late night sport because they play all their games late at night and everything else. But it's always been, hey, nothing happens after a certain time. If you're still in a bar, you haven't found the girl. You know, even Shula gave the speech. Everybody thought Coach Shula was real straight, and he used to go, look, there ain't nothing good happening with the girl or any party or anything else if you're in there after a certain time. You're just asking for trouble. Everybody around you is drinking. Somebody's going to say something to you. Somebody's going to grab your girl. You're going to grab their girl. You've had too much. And then the old male ego gets involved, testosterone kicks in, and you said, what? What are you looking at me? And you know all the things that happen, and somebody gets knocked out.
It's unfortunate that, you know, when you go to a club like that and you're a high-profile guy, that you're going to get kind of, not picked on, but if something does happen, they're not going to care about the other two kind of schleps walking around the club. It's going to be you.
Right.
And if you're in the middle of everything, when the TMZ report comes out, 14 guys in a brawl at a bar with Ezekiel Elliott. Like, your name's going to get thrown in there no matter what.
You're exactly
right.
So
you just got to kind of be careful. It stinks that that happens, and you finally made it, and you're a high-profile guy. But you also have to think about that, especially if you're a young guy in the NFL, Ezekiel Elliott now. How many times in since he's been in the league or even just before he got in the league have we heard stories? Listen, I believe him to a point, but when there's smoke, there's sort of a little bit of fire behind that. And if you get in trouble or get kind of your name thrown in the trouble mix 4, 5, 6 times in 2 years,
yeah,
you got to be careful.
I agree. I mean, you can say whatever you want. I'm not sitting here acting like judge and jury today,
no,
saying he's guilty.
But how many stories have we seen when we go to TMZ Sports? How many times in the last 2 years or whatever it is, 18 months, have you seen his name in a bar thing? There was a fight and Ezekiel Elliott was there. Strip club, he was there. Girlfriend stuff, he was there. Like, you got to take it easy, bro. You're a young dude in the NFL who is probably about to make a ton of money in the next couple of years.
Correct.
You're going to really put that on the line because you want to go to a strip club or go to a bar at 3 a.m.? Like, think about it for a second.
And I would debate anybody because we always get this, Zach, every time this pops up, the 7 or 8 times during the year in different sports. Well, he's got a right just because of what you do. You got a right to go to any clubs and stay as long as you want just because somebody else is acting like an idiot. No, you don't. I think things are different for you, man. You got a lot more to lose if you're Ezekiel Elliott by being in that situation, whether you hit the guy or not, or just being there. It just looks bad. And I got to tell you something. The commissioner in the NFL, he's getting suspended. If not this, the allegations of domestic violence from before with his girlfriend, who's accused him of a lot of stuff. Again, just allegations. And it's been going on now. The NFL's getting ripped for taking so long on this, and Roger Goodell's got no clue and still doesn't know how to handle all these things. Ezekiel Elliott's going to get suspended a game or two.
Yeah, right? More than likely, yeah.
He's going to get to spend the start of September watching football games and not getting paid. So I don't know. The first thing I thought was that it always goes back. We've had guys down here to go out. Somebody says something. And, of course, these guys, we're talking about guys 6'2", 240, 50 pounds that are strong as can be.
Yep.
Then throwing a little alcohol and knocking a dude out at 2 or 3 in the morning is just not good.
No.
Not a good situation there. Mm. And then, speaking of the NFL, this Kirk Cousins situation in Washington is one of the strangest things I've ever seen for a quarterback that's a really good quarterback. I don't think he's great, but he's really good. He signed another franchise tag. Yesterday was the deadline to get out of a franchise tag and get a contract done. So Kirk Cousins will play for almost $24 million. Don't feel badly for him. He's going to be fine. But doing these one-year contracts, I don't care what anybody says. I'd want to get a long-term deal done to know you've got that, but he must just absolutely hate Washington. And then the team basically had him called out by going, man, we're going to make him the second highest paid player in the NFL. And hell, he had $52 million guaranteed, which, by the way, we found out was just the first 2 years of the contract.
Yep.
And the last four. Zach, it's a weird deal. It looks like to me Kirk Cousins does not want anything to do with the Washington Redskins. He'll play well as he can. He lost his receivers.
Yeah, you lost a lot on that offense if you're playing kind of for a long-term deal again. But it is weird that 2 years in a row, and there's no way they're going to put the transaction tag or whatever it is on him next year, whatever the next tag or the last tag you could throw on a guy. First time ever a quarterback plays 2 straight years on that franchise.
Yeah, it's amazing. We've just never seen it.
No.
Every guy's trying to get paid and get as much guaranteed money as possible, and Cousins goes, I'll play another year on the tag. What is it this year? All right, 1 year. I'd always be afraid, though, and I wouldn't, you know, your agent's going, hey, you want to risk this, or you still want to wait and get that
on yourself again, yeah,
someplace, but one guy rolls up on you, or what Tannehill had happened last year, 300-pound guy like Calais Campbell comes up the middle. They're not going to stop because they're on the ground, dives at your knee, you're planted, and you
tear
blow out
something.
Your knee.
Yep, you tear something, you blow out your knee, you do something, and then all of a sudden, you look back at this day of that 53 guaranteed, the 72 over the first 3 years, whatever it was going to be in that contract, and think, all right, well, next year I'm going to have to play for about $4 or $5 million so I could show everyone I'm better again, and I lost this much money. It's crazy because you look at the last 3 years for this guy, 3 years ago, I think he played for about $640,000 on that the end of that rookie deal. And then what did he go, 20-24 in two straight years on that franchise tag? It is amazing, but he is betting on himself. Last year was a different story to bet on yourself. You look on both sides of the ball, Pierre Garçon, DeSean Jackson, you got a bunch of guys. This year you play with a lot of young guys, and if they start dropping balls in the middle of the season, your stats, you don't go for 4,000, 4,500 yards again, 30 touchdowns. All of a sudden, maybe a team looks back and says, well, maybe he's good but not great. Maybe we shouldn't offer him the $22 million again, maybe a little bit less. So you are betting on yourself, but so far it's sort of worked for him, but this is a big kind of bet to have on yourself.
I give you the other side of this that I just thought was weird, sitting back watching this, and every team's got to deal with some of these kind of situations, but Bruce Allen kind of came out and
Called him out.
Called him out.
Money and everything, yeah.
Here's what we were going to give him, and then the team had to come out, and it leaked. They had their agent leak out, yeah. First 2 years guaranteed, and after that, nothing in the last 4 years. So they're going, it wasn't that great a contract. So you could just see. So you tried to call me out to the fans, yep, saying I was going to be the second highest paid player in football, and you tried to make me look like a pig so that I'm going to get booed in home games. I am not coming back after this.
No way.
You keep tagging me. I don't know how many times you can tag somebody, but San Francisco, here I come.
You can't tag a guy 3 years in a row franchise-wise, so next year would be the transition tag, and it would pay $28.7 million for 1 year.
Yeah,
which you're going to give that quarterback $30 million next year. First off, it's great. I would take it if I'm a quarterback, of course. Oh, you want to sign me for $28.7? I'll take it. The problem is you were right. You hit it on the head. What do all these guys want? They want that 4 or 5 year deal. They want to see the $53 million guaranteed over the first 2 years. They want to see the $72 over the first three full payment, because when you get a 4 or 5 year deal, cut it in half. That's the one thing I learned from Channing. Every time a new contract would come out in the afternoon, Channing would say, how long is that deal? Oh, it's 4 years, 72, so it's 2 for 36 guaranteed. That's all that contract is, because he'll never see that third year.
Correct.
So, yeah, you want to see the 1 year big bonus. You want to see that. But you also play on these one-year deals, and God forbid, like you said, something happens in the middle of the season, you're going to lose a ton of money.
Well, listen, we got to go to a break. We'll talk more about this. We got more NFL news, including one quarterback getting called out by another former quarterback on how to maybe clean his act up a little bit. We'll have that story for you straight ahead right after this quick break. But first,
Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning, everybody. I just finished a little segment I do every morning on the CBS TV morning show with Lauren and Bianca and all the girls that I love so much. You know I love working with all the young girls, all the stations.
I know.
Love a beautiful group down here that we have, and great personalities, and they are fun to talk to in the morning. I want to ask you this question. It was just asked. It's pretty good.
Sure.
We got Dion Waiters really on this D-Wade. Hey, come with us. We got a little slot there for you. If this thing was Chicago and you get out and they buy, everybody thinks D-Wade's contract's getting bought out at some point.
At some point, yes.
At some point, whether it's second
Not
half
before
of the
year. Season, though.
No. Too much money.
Not for the 23-8.
So, anyway, I say, hey, we got a slot. What we could do together, Dwayne, and everything else. And the first thing I thought after being on a team myself, the only thing I'm always worried about, like, I don't want to hear one of my best players talking about bringing somebody in at my position.
Yeah.
I don't know if I brought this up to you early this morning. Like I wonder what Goran Dragic and Tyler Johnson and some of the other guys that play in guard, what they think. Now, Dwayne Wade is Dwayne Wade.
He's a legend down here, obviously. He's
but
D
this
Wade.
Is not the same D Wade that played the 4 years of championship. You get it on certain nights. You get it at certain times.
You get flashes of Flash now instead of the
That's
Flash
right.
that we knew.
That's
I
correct.
Know what you mean there.
And he's 36 years old.
No,
it's only normal.
He's an older guy now. He's a guy that's going to come in and play,
rightful
15 to 20 for you, maybe, on a given night, and give you maybe, like I said, the flash of old Flash, but not going to get it consistently from the guy because he just can't do it. My thought on that is,
and he's coming down here to sit either.
No.
And all those guys I just
That's
mentioned.
The thing, too. I think that he goes to Cleveland. I think he might take a role, a six-man role. He goes to a Golden State or a San Antonio maybe takes that. But if he comes down here, I think it's going to be tough for him to take the six-man role down here or the bench role down here, especially if Tyler goes in before him or one of these other guys off the bench. I look at it like this. Deion right now, as crazy as this is to say, is probably your superstar on the team outside of Hassan when it comes to the name across the league, which is not great. Deion's your recruiter now.
But Goran Dragic had a much better year.
Yes, I agree. Without Dwayne. Without Dwayne on this team. When Dwayne left, Goran got better.
Goran Dragic was a big part of this thing that we never talk about, kind of when we look at everything and getting guys back and everything. And it's fine. And I get that Dwayne Wade, like, what Deion Waiters is doing is probably popular with a lot of people going, yeah, I like that. You know, I want Dwayne back too.
Sure.
I just listen to girls. I know the girls in the morning. Oh, man, Wade County, and we get our man back. And Dwayne apparently has put his kids back in school down here.
Yeah, that was the rumor from the Waddle and Sylvie show on ESPN Radio in Chicago. That was one of the things they threw out there yesterday, that his nephew and his son, one of his sons, I don't know which one, is now back enrolled in South Florida for the fall for school. So the rumors are out there. Everything is sitting in front of you of a Wade return to Miami. Whether it happens or not, I don't know. When it comes to Deion recruiting him, I guess you could say on Twitter, or being asked about it and saying this would be great, he'd be awesome down here. I saw like someone reposted a picture on his Twitter of not him in the 3 anymore, but him in the 11 and Deion and Dwayne in the 3 jersey back on the court together. I think it'd be great if he came down and did that. That'd be fun. It's not going to happen until the middle of the season. If it does happen, maybe that's the kind of rumor we talk about, and we brought it up a little bit yesterday. The Heat's still hanging on to that $2 million exemption, whatever it is. Would Dwayne take that if he came in midseason? Of course he would if he got bought out for $14 or $15 million by All-Star break. If I'm Tyler, if I'm Josh Richardson, if I'm a guy off the bench that kind of plays that same position or close to it, maybe I'm not so happy. But if I'm kind of the Heat brass, I think I'm okay with that.
I don't know how they feel about it.
Yeah, I think they might be okay with it because they don't have to do much if Deion's doing the recruiting and they'll take the 4.3. He just comes in and slots in. Now, how much he plays and what kind of impact on this team, that's a different story because he's not coming in and being the superstar of this team anymore.
Does Dwayne want to come in and grind it defensively the way Spoelstra got all those guys to buy in a year ago?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think Pat Riley, can you imagine that talk that – I'm going to call it come to Jesus talk.
It would be that. Yeah.
Where they're going, look at, man, this is brutal honesty the way we've always had it, even though they've had their issues here recently. But if you're
coming
back. You got to
step up your defensive game. We know you can put 15, 17 up.
Less minutes coming off the bench. Yep.
And he's going to have to come off the bench.
Are you all right with that? I don't know what kind of things are said. I know Ira used to talk about at some point he thought Dwayne was getting to the point where he was going to have to come off the bench, and how was he going to be with that role? So, but I thought it was really interesting. Deion Waiters is all over this wanting Dwayne Wade, who, by the way, still, I get it. He averaged 18 points. He's going to have nights where he's going to get you 27, 28 points. But he's also going to have nights where he looked old and jogged back on defense, and you're like, ooh.
How much bitching and complaining did we do about his bitching and complaining? Remember all those fouls underneath where he'd walk back up the court and not play defense 5-on-4.
Still remember him.
I mean, it happened a lot. Now it was our guy who was doing it at that point. It was Flash. It was Dwayne Wade.
Listen, Dwayne might be, I'm sitting here sounding somewhat negative about Dwayne Wade for a guy that probably going to go down as the greatest player in this town, not just basketball.
Yeah, that's going to come up in conversation.
Championships.
He's got rings.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
And then the other thing nobody's talking about while we're sitting here going, well, he'll come back here, which, by the way, if they're a 3 or 4 seed in the second half sitting there with a really good record, there's a chance Dwayne does come back, or
there's the one seed.
There's that one guy.
Yeah, that kid.
Whether they're a 1 or 2 seed, because Boston may end up having the best record again.
That doesn't. Cleveland doesn't matter.
They don't care about that.
We know they care about it down here. When the big three are here, all they cared about was home court. Just get us home court in the first round. Yeah. We'll take care of Indiana in their house if we have to. Who cares about that?
Yeah, LeBron says I'm going to win on anybody's court. So. Anyway, that's always out there too, and
Nightmare situation though is there too. If he's not with the Heat, like you said, the nightmare situation for a lot of Heat fans would be the buyout midseason from the Bulls and joining the Cavs and putting on that Cavs jersey. Say what you want. When it might sound okay to some people now, but the day you see him in that Cavs jersey, if it happens, you're gonna have a lot of fans down here turn on Dwayne Wade.
I totally agree.
I mean, turn on him.
They may come back when we have that special day for Dwayne at some point when it's all said and done. But you're right. That'd be a punch in the gut.
It would be.
That'd be a punch in the gut and leave a little bruise mark for a lot of fans that are going, you know, not down on what you did, going back and trying to chase a ring with them instead of trying to chase a ring with us.
Of course.
Because fans always think you – fans are – you know, one thing about fans, like you're having a good year and you're sitting there as a three seed, you're going, hey,
we
might be able to get these guys in the Eastern Conference Finals, you know?
We got a shot.
We got a chance. We're playing. So – and then you got a chance to add a piece that's been yours for a long time, homegrown, drafted, your greatest player. And he goes,
Wade County.
I'm going to Cleveland.
Yeah. Ooh, ow.
Put Wade County. Ooh. Keep Wade County when I come down there, but yeah, so
it's gonna be Wade County by then.
That could affect things a little bit. Hey, by the way, you know we talked about this UM football, and I think everybody's pretty fired up to see what it's gonna look like, and even this quarterback, how it all plays out. It's what part of what makes football so much fun, and see how quickly guys can develop and everything else. And we found out yesterday, Zach, and I know you had a vote on it, too, and I'm guessing you voted the Canes first.
I had Florida State in the Atlantic, and I had Miami in the Coastal. Okay.
And that's, you know, that's how the votes played out.
The majority, you saw it when you see the votes come out. I mean, Florida State overwhelmingly the favorite in the Atlantic, and Miami overwhelmingly the favorite in the Coastal, double the amount of first-place votes as Virginia Tech.
Well,
so
it sounds great.
I know. But it's the annual rite of passage, I told you.
It's the old paper tiger.
That's it.
Sounds great, but you got to go out and play the game.
The OTA champions, like Rex Ryan used to always say. Yep.
Can't get upset by that one stinking team that it's always been through the years, whoever it is that you expect to beat. And I'm not even talking about the Florida State game.
The Georgia Tech game, the North Carolina game, that random Duke game where everything's kind of going your way. And remember, that's what ended up happening for about two or three straight years under Golden. They'd get to that Florida State game in pretty good shape, lose to Florida State, then lose to North Carolina, then lose to Virginia Tech, then lose to another random team, and all of a sudden your 5-1 season goes to 5-5, and now you're just praying to get into that bowl. Florida State's at least early this year, so you can get that over with and not have that big string after that, but it's there.
And then you've got the other story that's going to be really fun. I think Canes basketball fans.
Now you're speaking my language.
Lonnie Walker and Bruce Brown, and Lonnie Walker had a little knee surgery procedure. Which I think he's going to be fine. He's young, and he's going to be able to. I've had a couple of myself as an old guy. You come back pretty quickly on them. They are going to be a lot of fun to watch. Jim Larrañaga, who, by the way, told us last year, wait until you see next year. And it's almost here.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to be fun for the football, basketball for University of Miami. I mean, if you're just a Canes fan in general, you got to be really excited to see what this thing's going to look like and play out with and everything else.
When was the last time, before we go to break, when was the last time you were able to say on this Hurricanes basketball team you got two top 20 NBA prospects?
This would be the first.
Exactly. So enjoy it. I know college basketball is not the most important thing down here to people, but this could be a season where if you want to jump on the bandwagon, go ahead and do it now. Lonnie Walker's a one-and-done guy, and Bruce Brown can't believe he came back for another year, but they're both here on this team, and they're both top 20 prospects. This could be the year that Jim Larrañaga gets a little bit farther than he has before.
Well, we'll see how those guys, and of course, Jim, nobody does it better than Jim Larrañaga as far as getting the most out of guys as the season goes and getting them to buy into defense and playing the game the right way. So, I'm a little jacked up to see what that's going to look like and how it's going to play out. That should be a lot of fun. But he spent a lot of time in Coral Gables, man, for sure.
Radio.com.
Mike, you went through a situation where, for lack of a better word, toxic, coming out of prison, a lot of controversy around you because of the dogfighting deal. Tony Dungy wrapped his arms around you and helped get you back into the NFL. That's what I want to see from Colin Kaepernick, a football person, him get involved with. And I think he needs to actually talk and put his name on what he feels about the NFL and wanting to play. I think he needs to speak for himself.
I think he really does. I mean, the first thing we got to get Colin to do is cut his hair. You know, I mean, listen, I'm not up here to try to be politically correct, but, you know, even if he puts cornrows in it, I don't think he should represent himself, you know, in that way in terms of, you know, just the hairstyle. Just go clean cut. You know, why not? You know, you're already dealing with a lot of controversy surrounding this issue.
That's a fascinating thing to hear you say, Mike.
That he needs to do is, you know, just try to be presentable. I mean, look, so all the social media stuff that he's doing, look, we get it. We understand it. It's time for, you know, Collins to step up in a different way. And, you know, I think primarily the reason why he's not signed to a team right now is because of the last two seasons and not being as productive.
Well, I'll be honest with you, Zach, sitting here. I was shocked to hear Michael Vick saying some of the things he said about Colin Kaepernick. I was really surprised.
You said yesterday on the show that he needs to come out and say something about his passion for football, what he
That's
wants
all.
To play. I think that was
That's
great.
That's not a black or white thing. I just
No, not at
needs,
all.
He just needs to come out and go, look, I'm going to get past all the other stuff.
I want to play football. My life is football. Yes.
And you need to talk about all the issues, and
yes.
I'm hungry, and I'm into it. I do want to get into politics later on and issues that are important, social issues that are important to me in this country. But you can't do all that and be the lead quarterback on a team. You just can't.
No, it's too much. It's a lot to handle.
No, you can't. The NFL's going to say you got a boss, yeah. And they're going to go, no.
Yep.
No, you're right. We don't want you dealing with that every day, the first 20 minutes in the locker room, talking about social issues in Chicago and inner city stuff and what's fair and what's not, and then going, okay, anything for football before we go and get ready to play the Green Bay Packers this week?
No. No one's going to ask any questions about
football.
So
he just needs, like, I am really shocked. I don't buy the whole hair thing and how you
dress.
I think that was stupid. I don't know. Listen, Michael Vick can say that, and nobody's going to say anything because his resume and what he's been through in his own life. But I would just say, if you really want a job, we saw Johnny Manziel do it, that loser. I would just like to see Colin Kaepernick. We haven't heard from him.
No.
He's doing stuff all over the world and helping and getting involved. Is that what he wants to do? Maybe he doesn't want to play anymore.
Listen, if that's the case, good for him. You can't get mad at a guy for that, but if you want to play...
I don't want to hear from his trainers.
Well, that's it. If you want to play football...
Weightlifting coach.
If you want to play in the NFL, tell someone you want to play in the NFL. Come out and do your own little presser. Do an Instagram video. You know what I mean? Don't even sit in front of the press in a news conference. Come out and say, listen, I've done a lot in the last year and a half that has made headlines. I just want to make it known right now... I want to play in the NFL. I'm passionate to play in the NFL. You saw how I can play in the NFL. I am a good quarterback, and I want to be given another chance. I want to be in the NFL again. I want to play. I have a passion for football. If that happens, I guarantee you one or two teams gives him a chance to come in and compete.
I don't know now.
I don't know if he wants that. I think you're right. I think you might be onto something. I think he kind of likes this role as an activist. And if that's the case, I got no problem with that. But don't try to play football.
You can't do both. There's no way.
No, you can't. It's impossible.
They're going to allow you to lead the charge on social issues and then go out and be a starting quarterback.
I don't think any team wants to deal with that media-wise when it comes to, like you said, all right, here's the media in on what Wednesday, quarterback day for Colin to speak, and every question's about what happened last weekend or the other day when you were out at an event and what you said in an event. No. You're a quarterback in the NFL. You know what those questions are going to be like? We hear them all the time.
Yeah.
What do you think about the Steelers' defense? You think that 3-4? What about the blitz and this defense? And what about the coverage? And what do you think about your wide receivers? And how's the offensive line going? That's what you want the questions to be. You don't want the questions to be, you know, you were at that event and that rally last week, and you made a comment about this and make it. No, no team wants to deal with that. So you got to come out
on their dollar.
No, of course not.
And then the other thing is, it's really bizarre about this whole thing. Do you realize that Johnny Manziel and Colin Kaepernick are represented by the same group?
I did not know that.
So you're telling me that Johnny Manziel comes out and does this whole con artist special that he does. Oh, I want to play. I miss it. I love it. I miss OTAs. I miss being with guys. I miss film study, you know, and all that stuff that he was
BS.
Lying about.
Yeah.
But in Kaepernick, you don't, like, you would think an agent would say, listen, man, because they get paid if he gets paid.
Of course.
What? Why? They're like, hey, Colin. We got a game plan here. Maybe they have, and he said, no, that's not the way I want to do it. I just, it's not going to go away as all this stuff continues. And then, of course, of all people, Michael Vick saying, well, the reason he's not getting picked up, he wasn't very good the last couple of years, and his hair and his appearance and everything else was just really weird to hear yesterday. Who I think Michael Vick's involved in that flag football league. Is that what I saw?
There's a flag football league, and he's also involved with, there's a new VH1 reality show.
What's the name
show?
Of that show going
to
be?
You know, I got the press release, and I have to look it back up again, but this is the same
it's
show.
Housewives, right? Is it
no,
but Housewives something?
No, but it's the wives
so
of I'm athletes.
I'm a little burned out on Housewives shows.
This is basically...
Another friggin' housewife.
Wait, this is kind of what that show is. It's Michael Vick's wife is a star of the show. Michael Vick's involved also as one of the stars of the show. Miko Grimes and Brenner in this show.
Oh, God.
And listen, there's a guy in our afternoon, one of my buddies, and his wife, Channing Crowder and Asia, are in that show as well. So this is kind of the wife show. Chris Chambers and his wife are in there, and Asante Samuel and Asante Samuel's wife are in that as well. This is kind of one of those wives shows.
I hear Julius Jones is in there too.
It's possible. I don't know. I have to look at the press release to see, but all those guys are in there. And what do you think is... That's why this is all going on right now.
How would you do with that?
Mm-mm, not good.
Not me.
That's why I'm excited to see one person in it and one person only.
How about
that day? I can't wait to see what Channing's like in the show.
But how about that day where, and listen, for Channing.
You have a bad day with your wife and it's on camera?
Yeah, or how about like you just come home and you just like, you got, they get in all those shows. They end up ripping each other, bitch, and your husband didn't do this and like. Channing's not going to be able to play that game after a while.
No, well, Channing already, if you look at the press release and how it all started off in one of the original meetings, already got into it with Miko. Like, in one of the meetings. You know, like, I think Miko brought up the fact that Channing ripped me and my husband on the air, and, you know, Channing really doesn't hold back that much if he used to listen in the afternoon or not.
No, he could be good on that thing.
Yes.
Does he want his business? I don't know. Some of my junk's all right out there. But some of my junk I really don't want out there.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are like that, too. I think Channing's like that as well. I think that, you know, Channing's wife is the star of that. But, you know, Channing is going to be in it when they go in the house with the cameras. And Miko is going to be in it with Brent.
I'm shocked. I'm not surprised that they're cool.
No, they love that.
I am surprised that, honestly, from knowing Channing through all these years, that Channing, I'm shocked that he's like, yeah, come on in. I'm fishing in the back. And, hey, man, whatever you do, they got kids?
Yeah, they have two kids, yeah.
Everybody's different, man. I guess if you don't mind, and hey, maybe it turns into something real big.
Sure.
Channing and his
Listen,
wife.
Listen, Channing should be on TV somewhere. He's a clown. He needs to be on TV somewhere.
No, he's
that's
great.
This is a different story of a show because it is based around the wives and not, but you know when the camera's in the house, it's going to be on Channing.
Those housewife shows?
They never usually end up.
They're all crap shows, every one of them. I got my favorite.
Which one is yours? Like the New York,
the hip hop, Atlanta wise.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a good.
They're crazy. Yeah. I mean, they're all banging each other and sleeping and accusing each other and dating behind each other's backs and you slept and you know and trying to get you know favors for favors and I mean, I just crack up.
It's gonna be.
But they're all that way. Whatever one you watch,
doesn't matter.
Do they still have Miami Housewives or did that one die out?
That probably died out. I don't know if that's on there anymore. I haven't
What if your wife came in and was like, hey, we're doing the show?
That's probably what happened in the Grimes house.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably all the wives making the call. So what if your wife, Joe, came in one day and she's like, we're going to be on this show. We're doing it.
That wouldn't.
You don't have a call. You don't have a say in it.
Oh, I have a say. No.
But you'd have to leave.
You could just tell the cameras I don't want it on me at all.
I wouldn't be involved. You want to do it on your own, you go ahead. And if I get embarrassed watching this and I hear feedback... Then
it's over.
Then
the show, maybe
the marriage,
yeah.
Maybe
these shows hurt marriages. Sometimes they do.
Well, you hear all I got is vision is like they got cameras and the guy's sitting with his wife and going, I can't stand her. I don't want you talking to her anymore. She's a bitch. And like you know, it's on TV. So uh-huh. And by the way, her husband's one of the greatest losers of all. Like. How Channing can take that? Somebody takes a shot like it.
Well, I think by the third episode, it'll come down to the fact that Miko wants to choke Channing, and there might be a fight by that third one. That's my guess. Because I know Channing doesn't hold back. I've known him a pretty long time. I know him pretty well. Miko says something stupid or one of those girls says something stupid, Channing doesn't normally hold back. His opinion kind of gets out there quickly. And with Miko, you know she's a firecracker. She's going to try.
Where's the show going to be? Is this a VH1 special?
I think it is VH1. Yeah. I'm trying to find the press release so I could read. The press release is hysterical because
when's it
explains
it start?
Everything. Very soon. A couple weeks.
So is Channing like in his spare time already out taping stuff? Like
I think they've already taped the first couple episodes.
We got to get a hold of Channing.
We will bring Channing on to let him. You know what? He's definitely up listening, taking his kids to work soon, so we'll bother him.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this is when me and Hawk first heard about it, we were shocked.
There's a lot of people on do reality shows, and I'd be cool doing it if it was the right thing, but bringing in the family and then, like, you got to...
It's called baller wives.
But how about at some point when one of those wives says something about Channing, or one of those other husbands says something about Channing, or Channing says something about the guy needs to get his pants back in a relationship? It's just going to get...
It's all going to be focused on one other family, by the way, I think. It's all going to be on the Grimes family.
Oh, no, she's going to be the star of that show.
All right, here we go. After 6 years at the Miami Dolphins and over 5 years and counting as a full-time WQAM host, Channing Crowder embarks on a new media adventure. Reality TV VH1 announced on Friday that Channing's wife, Asia, will co-star in a new show that follows the lives of some of Miami's most lavish and well-known personalities and the drama that follows them. Featured on the show will be Michael Vick and his wife, Stacey and Chris Chambers, Miko and Brent Grimes, Asante Samuel and his wife, Julius Jones and Julius Jones's wife, and of course, Asia and Channing Crowder. From the official press release, it says, this is funny, Asia is married to Channing Crowder, played as linebacker for Miami, now sports talk radio host. The couple finds themselves in the middle of the drama with Miko Grimes after she is fired from the radio station where Channing works. So this goes back as far.
So that's good. People are going to go.
It's a perfect press release to start off with those two, at least. Like, poor Channing's going to be in the middle of all that.
I'm sitting here. I'm supposed to be yapping. I'm sitting here just going through this in my head, shaking my head right now. So Channing could end up being a big star of this thing.
I think, listen, he's my buddy, but I think when you look at all the – and no shot at any of the husbands. I love Chris Chambers, good guys.
No, but Chris –
Asante Samuel's a good guy. Met him before.
I know, but Chris's not a big personality guy.
Channing's a huge personality. Walks around the house. He's all tatted up. He's
Chris
fishing.
Chris hasn't said 10 words since I've known him.
Fasten your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt because VH1 is ready to give you the taste of the Lux life in the form of Baller Wives. Set in Miami, Baller Wives follows the lives of some of Miami's most lavish and well-known personalities, and it talks about everybody. Miko Grimes, one wife of Tampa Bay cornerback Brent Grimes, restarting her career after recently being let go from her long-running sports radio show. Wait a minute.
You got to exaggerate a little bit.
Oh, that's an exaggeration. She and Brent have a son together, been married for 7 years with his training schedule. Miko has to deal with Brent's absence leading up to the new season. I read the one about Channing already. Yeah, it's very interesting. Crystal is, I believe, Michael Vick's wife. No, that's, I'm trying to think who the wives are. It already says there's drama. In the thing.
Oh, there got to be drama.
Stacy and Miko.
Zach, if this thing's boring, nobody's going
to
watch it.
August 14th, set to her on VH1. That's first night.
So Miko's going to be doing that and Hard Knocks.
Yeah, she is a star right now. She's got no time for anything else.
Can you imagine, by the way, that last Hard Knocks show before they opened, Tampa Bay opened with Miami?
Oh, no.
They might have an extra show just to see.
They'd be stupid not to.
Oh,
just to have a Miko one.
Oh, my God. All right, we got to take a quick break here. We'll be back 7 o'clock hour. Got a lot more to get to right after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.